This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky now and 62 degrees. The dock workers' strike against ports along the East and Gulf Coast is over for now.
President Biden welcomed the news that the strike by about 45,000 longshoremen has been suspended.
Dock workers are going back to work, and the next 90 days we're going to settle everything.
The union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance now have until January 15th to negotiate a new contract. Sources are saying that the ports and shipping companies are offering a 62% wage increase over 6 years. But for that, the union has to agree to efficiency gains. The union's been demanding a complete ban on the use of automation at the ports, which they see as a threat to their jobs. The three-day strike impacted 36 ports stretching from Maine to Texas. Jill Nato, Fox News.
After 6 years of construction at a cost of $500 million, Wichita's new water treatment plant is nearly ready to replace the 80-year-old plant in the Riverside area. Design manager Ty McGowan says it won't be fully operational until April after crews put it through a lot of testing.
You have to make sure that it does everything that it was supposed to do, right? So we have to put it through a series of what we call performance tests to run the plant up and down and put it through some paces just to make sure it will do everything that it says it will do.
Once testing is complete, it should be fully operational by the summer of 2025. That's next summer. Rates are going up for customers of Kansas Gas Service after the Kansas Corporation Commission approved a request for a rate increase. The agreement is a settlement rate increase of $35 million compared to the original $58.1 million the utility had first asked for. Customers with average use will see their bills increase by $3.83 per month, or just over $46 a year. The rate increase will begin after November 1st. Kansas Gas serves almost 650,000 residential customers. A former state representative from Colwich will serve unsupervised probation after pleading no contest to DUI charges.
In March, 52-year-old Carl Mann was arrested in Topeka and booked for possession of a firearm while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, as well as traffic infractions. The weapon and traffic violations were dismissed, and he was sentenced to 3 months in jail. The judge then suspended the jail time and imposed a $750 fine. He must also serve probation and comply with drug and alcohol recommendations. Mon also faces a summons to appear in Sedgwick County Court connected with DUI-related charges in a second incident that happened west of Wichita 2.5 months following his arrest in Topeka. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
On a campaign stop in Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris was supported by a prominent member of the Republican Party.
It was former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney who said she and the vice president may be split by party, but it is her belief
that President Harris will be able to unite this nation.
The appearance in Ripon, Wisconsin, considered the birthplace of the Republican Party, was the setting where Vice President Harris said former Congresswoman Cheney is still a national leader.
Who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot, and it is my profound honor to have your support.
Vice President Harris also has the support of Liz Cheney's father, ex-Vice President Dick Cheney. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Wichita Master Business Coach Dan Creed tells KNSS News he has helped dozens of people start businesses and succeed. Creed started his own business after years selling advertising on radio. What does a business coach do?
I help people not make the mistakes other people have already made, and there's billions of dollars spent every year by entrepreneurs who saying, hey, I got a great idea, let's go do it. And they spend all their personal money, they spend everything they have, they make mistakes, and then they're broke. You know, then that doesn't have to happen.
Dan Creed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6. The KNSS. and this is Morning News Now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Friday morning. A woman has been arrested on the Textron Aviation picket line in East Wichita. Police say they spoke with the woman and warned her twice that she was violating a city ordinance by blocking traffic on Webb Road near Douglas. After the 64-year-old woman continued to engage in conduct that violated the ordinance, she was arrested. Officers say they have responded to several traffic collisions caused by strike activity. A country music star is accused of sexual assault and battery in a new lawsuit.
According to a lawsuit obtained by Fox News Digital, Garth Brooks is accused of raping his former makeup artist in 2019 at a hotel during a work trip. The woman, who filed under Jane Roe, was first hired by his wife, Trisha Yearwood, in 1999, then began working for Brooks in 2017. Her lawyers saying in a statement, "We are confident that Brooks will be held accountable for his actions and his efforts to silence our client through the filing of a preemptive complaint in Mississippi was nothing other than an act of desperation and attempted intimidation." Garth Brooks has denied the woman's allegations. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Massachusetts governor implements the state's new gun law weeks ahead of schedule.
The decision further upsetting gun advocates who call the law an historic attack on their civil rights. Governor Maura Healey signing it into law, touting its crackdown on ghost guns and bump stocks. But Second Amendment advocates object to a new requirement that people have to go through live fire training before getting a gun license. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
An Indiana man is convicted of child neglect after rodents injured his infant son.
David Schoenebaum of Evansville was sentenced to a maximum of 16 years in prison Wednesday. Investigators say he and his wife Angel neglected their six-month-old child so badly he suffered more than 50 rat bites and required treatment at an Indianapolis hospital in 2023. One detective reported the rodents chewed flesh from the child's fingers and he was left with disfiguring injuries. The mother pleaded guilty. Her sentencing is set for October 24th. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions in Wichita this morning, already looking pretty good out there. Not too bad in the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing right now. Things on the highway are looking okay, so the traffic volumes really haven't started to pick up all that much. Right now, southbound on Hillside, a little bit of traffic right around Pawnee. Things are a little bit backed up there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More sunshine ahead for you finally Friday. 84 degrees for a high. Not going to be as hot as yesterday, but still pretty warm for this time of year. And a northerly breeze not going to be as strong while getting up to 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now we have a clear sky, 60 degrees, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Friday, October 4th. We had a sunny, hot day across south central Kansas. Thursday, Wichita's high temperature was 95 degrees. Normal high for the date is 77. And we got really close to the record. Wichita's record high for that date, 96, just 1 degree up. That was in 2006. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey.
It was hot yesterday.
We might hit a record tomorrow, too.
Yep, going to get warmer again. On this date in 2013, an epic blizzard began. A two-day rampage from the northern Rockies to the northwestern plains, hardest hit Black Hills of South Dakota, where many areas were overwhelmed by 3 to 5 feet of snow. Situation was greatly magnified by winds that gusted to around 70 miles per hour. Can you say miserable? My goodness gracious. 3 to 5 feet of snow. We got 17 inches one time?
First week of October.
Yeah. 17 inches one time. That's in our record for Wichita. 3 to 5 feet. Wow. All right. On this date in 1957, the space age began. As the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the first artificial satellite into orbit. I think about as big as a softball, Ted? Or
it's bigger now. Bigger than more like a volleyball.
Volleyball. Yeah, wasn't very big, but
although
were.
You could see it back then. You could see it from Earth.
How about that?
There wasn't
There's much clutter up there.
Sputnik 1. Hmm. Sam Dutcher had just finished running errands when the 18-year-old's Honda Pilot suddenly began to accelerate, even though his foot was not on the gas pedal. The brake wouldn't work. He couldn't shift into neutral. And before long, the runaway SUV was speeding into the western Minnesota countryside with no way to stop.
That's a problem.
A last-ditch plan after he made emergency calls averted disaster that September evening. This was last month. The state trooper sped in front of the Honda, and Dutcher was told to crash into the rear of a squad car, allowing it to ease safely to a stop.
That's about the only way.
He just eased him down. Yeah, before they got to a dangerous intersection.
Right.
Authorities suspect that the SUV's computer malfunctioned.
Oh, great.
Wow. Good old computers. All right, we'll put the squeeze on. No need to squeeze Charmin. Toilet paper makers saying the U.S. consumers don't need to fear shortages in this three-day strike, which, by the way, has ended for now.
Yeah. So
there really is no need to worry about the toilet paper, but the industry got it out with their statement yesterday, which was echoing what we were saying yesterday from other people. Hey, most of that toilet paper doesn't come from in the ports. It comes from here, so don't worry about it.
Well, never let the facts stop people from panicking.
From panicking. Oh, yeah, well, that's why people panic, because they hear something that's outrageous and say, oh, that's crazy. Let's go buy some toilet paper. All right, this is Steve and Ted Show number 6,775. And if we see, I've got my Prairie Fire coffee here. Prairie Fire coffee, the official
check. You're going through the checklist.
I'm going through the checklist, and we're ready to go here. And you should have a good morning. We're going to have hear from some people who are going to have a big Honda a ride it's a Like Mad Poker Run. It's a great fundraiser for Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and we will be talking with somebody about that. Matt Brentz will be on with us in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. 8 o'clock hour, what the heck? Well, Mitch Holt is going to be here.
Yeah, we'll preview the Chiefs game on Monday night with Mitch on a Friday morning.
A lot of excitement going on. All right, for now, that's about all I want to talk about. I will mention this. On this date in 1927, sculptor Gutzon Borglum began construction in what is now
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial. I've been there 3 times. How many times have you been there?
Just once.
It is really awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
It's neat. It's really awesome.
Inspiring.
Yeah. I've been there 3 times.
Just think about him starting that. You got a virgin landscape, a virgin mountain, and he has an idea about what he wants to do with it.
Yeah. And then you got to get up there with jackhammers and just start pounding
hanging
away.
Down off the top of the mountain to do it. And you got a bunch of dynamite. You got jackhammers. And
that other guy's been trying to
amazing
for the crazy horse thing on a mountain. I've been by there. Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been by.
Not too far there.
Yeah.
He's. I don't know have you looked at his progress? I haven't seen that.
I don't think it.
Huh. He's not going very fast.
It's no, just, it's not.
And I don't know if he's still alive. If somebody else is doing the project, you have to delve into that here. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right, we are getting ready for the next round of the playoffs for the Kansas City Royals. And they're taking on the New York Yankees, the top seed in the American League. As we go into the next round of the playoffs, this is a best of 5 between these two. Game 1 is in Yankee Stadium. Live coverage begins at 5 p.m. tomorrow. First pitch at 5:38 p.m. The Royals and the Yankees in Game 1. And that is live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas City Royals, in their franchise history, have now won 9 of their last 10 postseason series.
Wow.
And the only one they lost was in the bottom of the 9th inning in Game 7 of the World Series. They might have won that one. So, of course, the last time the Yankees and the Royals met in the postseason was for the pennant in 1980, and the Royals swept the Yankees 3-0 in that series. KC went to the World Series for the first time in franchise history then, but heck, that was 43 years ago. Here we are 43 years later. Once again, Yankees-Royals in the playoffs. So, once again, listen tomorrow evening on KFH for Game 1 between the Royals and the Yankees. So we head into football this weekend. The Chiefs don't play until Monday night. But like you mentioned, we will talk with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, get our usual Friday morning preview in the 8 o'clock hour, exactly 2 hours from now. So make sure you're here for that. We'll have Mitch at 8:12 this morning. Undefeated Chiefs will be at home on Monday night. A 20th-ranked Kansas State has the week off, so the Wildcats don't play. KU is in action. The Jayhawks are going out to Phoenix to take on Arizona State in conference play. First meeting ever between the Jayhawks and the Sun Devils. KU is trying to somehow get back on track after a four-game losing streak. We're here in October, and KU's only win on the season is still over Lindenwood.
That's not Lindenwood Prep, is it?
Neither team has won a conference game yet. KU is a 2.5-point underdog heading for Tempe. 7 o'clock. KU in action tomorrow night. That's nationally televised on ESPN2. Pittsburgh State, the Gorillas, are ranked number 5 in the nation. 3-1 record. Pittsburgh State hosting Missouri Western State tomorrow afternoon in southeast Kansas. Emporia State is ranked 18th in the nation. And at home tomorrow afternoon, Emporia State hosting Northeastern State. 2 o'clock kickoff. Emporia State is 3-0 at home this season, and the Emporia State defense continues to lead the nation in interceptions. Not easy to throw on the Hornets. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Friends University is ranked 22nd in the nation. The Falcons are off to a 5-0 start, and they're hosting Sterling. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon on the west side of town. The Friends football team leads the nation with 460 rushing yards per game.
Wow.
So you know they're going to run. Can't stop them. And they lead the nation in total yards, too. 540 yards per game. So there you go.
A machine.
Also ranked 22nd in the nation, Southwestern. Mound Builders are also 5-0. They're home tomorrow hosting St. Mary and Winfield. JUCO football, the number one ranked team in the nation, is Hutchinson Community College, off to a 4-0 start. Blue Dragons hosting 14th-ranked Dodge City. That'll kick off at noon tomorrow in Hutchinson. Of course, the Blue Dragons are coming off a win last week, 99-0 over Ellsworth, Iowa.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, they're ranked number one in the nation. Of course they're good. We got high school football tonight as we get things going and to begin the second half of the season for high school football. Undefeated Derby is on the road visiting 3-1 Hutchinson. Andover Central is 4-0 undefeated, hosting 3-1 Goddard. Wichita Collegiate is 3-1, hosting undefeated Pratt. Cedarvale Dexter is 3-1 on the road, visiting undefeated West Elk. And here in the City League, you've got undefeated Wichita Northwest, hosting Steve McIntosh's alma mater. West is 2-2 on the season at Northwest tonight. Some of your high school football action. We have Shocker Volleyball this weekend. Wichita State hosting Rice at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Coke Arena. It's a big matchup. These were the teams that were picked to finish in the top two in the conference this season, and they're both off to a 2-0 start in the conference. There'll be some high-level volleyball on Sunday afternoon, Wichita State hosting Rice at Coke Arena. And in we got some racing this weekend, too. At 81 Speedway in Park City tomorrow night, you got the Super Stock Special, the Twister City Enduro, and the Power Wheels Race. Racing tomorrow night at 81 Speedway in Park City. Radio at Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment, caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Our crack research team has done some quick research on the Crazy Horse Memorial we were talking about a moment ago. We're going to share that information with you coming up here in our next break, about 6:35 this morning.
Right.
On the way, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, some tips on your diet.
Okay.
That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Friday morning, 60 degrees. A Wichita police officer will not be charged in the death of 51-year-old Jeffrey Moss this past February. Moss was struck and killed by the officer's patrol car as he was walking on MacArthur near Seneca in southwest Wichita. A deputy district attorney says there is not enough evidence of criminal liability on the part of the officer.
Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab is at odds with the Postmaster General over issues with Kansas mail-in ballots. Secretary Schwab says his office is still receiving ballots that were mailed on time from the primary election back in August.
Almost 1,000 in Kansas. It could be over 1,000 over the next few weeks as we still get ballots delivered that were legally cast before the primary, and they're still showing up.
Schwab says he hopes to get answers next week when he talks directly with the Postmaster General.
Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at a campaign event in Ripon, Wisconsin. Harris was joined by former Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who defined herself as a Ronald Reagan conservative, and then said this.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
A social media influencer is facing murder charges.
A TikTok personality known as Mr. Prada is charged in the bludgeoning death of a Louisiana therapist. The body of Nicholas Abraham was found Sunday in a rural area east of Baton Rouge. Police say 20-year-old Terrion Thomas fled in Abraham's car. He was arrested 2 days later in Dallas County, Texas, and is charged with second-degree murder. Detectives say there's no evidence to suggest that Thomas was a client of Abraham, but he was seen on surveillance video entering Thomas's apartment on Saturday. Witnesses report seeing Thomas hours later struggling to drag something wrapped in a blue tarp down the stairs before placing it in his car. Tom Mergotti, Fox News.
A recall for edibles is expanding as more people in the United States report getting sick.
The Food and Drug Administration says 175 people across 33 states have gotten sick after eating Diamond Shrooms brand chocolate bars, cones, and gummies. 70 people had to be hospitalized, and there are 3 potentially associated deaths. Investigators say they don't know what's causing the illness, but they are warning you not to eat or buy any flavor of Diamond Shrooms brand products. And the feds say you should throw out any products you may have bought. Joel Nato, Fox News.
Wichita Master Business Coach Dan Creed tells KNSS News he has helped dozens of people start businesses and succeed. Creed says, key to a startup is getting investors to back you.
If you don't have a written business plan, they'll tell you go pound sand because there's 58 others in line that have a written business plan. And a written business plan, even if no one sees it, I wrote one for my business 18 years ago. I still have it. I still peek at it. But the thing is, a written business plan makes you think about what you're going to do and really think it through and ask yourself questions that you wouldn't normally ask yourself.
Dan Creed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
More sunshine ahead for you finally Friday. 84 degrees for a high. Not going to be as hot as yesterday, but still pretty warm for this time of year. And a northerly breeze not going to be as strong while getting up to 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a clear sky, 60 degrees and a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 634 on this Friday morning, Ted. And did some research. We're talking about the Mount Rushmore, okay? And sculptor Gutzon Borglum, on this date in 1927, began construction of the Mount Rushmore Memorial. And then a few years ago, well, 1948, work was started on the Crazy Horse Memorial, just a few miles from there.
Custer
County.
South Dakota.
The idea to depict the Oglala Lakota warrior crazy horse, riding a horse and pointing to the tribal land. It was commissioned by Henry Standing Bear, a Lakota elder, to be sculpted by Korzak Zolikowski. It's operated by the Crazy Horse Memorial Foundation. Started in 48, and
wow.
He estimated the work would be complete in 30 years.
Well, that did not happen.
As of 2022, no timeline for when the monument would be completed. However, the hand, arm, shoulder, hairline, and top of the horse's head are estimated to be finished by 2037.
Mm.
And there are some photos on the web showing the face of Crazy Horse is starting to come out.
It dwarfs Mount Rushmore.
It's big.
Massive. I think it's the largest sculpture in North America.
It's a whole mountain.
right? If not the world. It's
big.
Huge. But big, unfinished.
Big project. They take a lot longer than what they thought. Peru Thursday celebrated two decades since the creation of a genetically modified breed of guinea pig.
That's what we need.
Oh, well, listen to this.
Okay, tell me.
A rodent whose meat has formed a part of the diet of people in the Andean nation for thousands of years. Apparently, guinea pig is good to eat.
Yeah, give me some guinea pig tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
The genetically modified breed of guinea pig, known locally as cuy, is called Peru. What characterizes the Peru breed is that it grows faster, reaching a weight of 1 kilogram in 56 days, rather than the 160 days needed before. There are more than 25 million guinea pigs in Peru.
Like tribbles.
According to official figures, the rodent is so popular in the South American country that authorities have decreed the second Friday of October as National Guinea Pig Day.
Oh, so I got another week to get ready.
To encourage its consumption, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Get your T-shirt out and all that. Guinea pig.
Well,
it's what's for dinner.
It's protein.
Well,
tastes like chicken.
Tastes like hamster. Guinea pig. Isn't that strange? Other people and other... Well,
that's not strange to them.
No, that's what I mean. It's strange to us.
Strange to us.
And as we're talking about that sort of animal, how about the question of two-year-old beaver named Nibby?
Oh, yeah.
Nibby can stay with the rescuers. She has known since she was a baby. The dilemma was, could she stay with the rescuers or did she have to be released? Well, they've decided that they're going to keep her in the house.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not going to make Nibby go out and make her way in the real world.
Right. Not until she gets a letter from Choppa at the Riverside tells her how to escape.
The National Beaver Association.
Right, exactly. The NBA.
The NBA. 6:38 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and check the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, a man who I'm sure has eaten his share of guinea pigs. Right? Right, Tom?
Unfortunately, no. Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Early in the session Thursday, we saw most of the live cattle and feeder cattle futures were able to make new highs for the current move to the upside. Then the selling took over in the entire cattle complex with all contracts holding above the Wednesday lows, but on the trade, we ended up closing mostly negative. Now, we did see very little activity in our feed yards. We also saw our average steer carcass weight now for the second straight week at an all-time record high at 948 pounds. That's 3 pounds above the previous week, 30 pounds above a year ago. Now, the lean hogs gap lower on the open yesterday, but closed mostly positive other than October and December contracts. At the close yesterday, December live cattle, $1.30 lower, $186.40. November feeders down 42 cents at $248.12. And December lean hogs, 35 lower at $76.40. Now, the buying and the short covering came to an end Thursday as the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all traded and closed negative. November crude oil had its highest trade since August 30th yesterday, and the Dow had its lowest trade of the past 11 sessions. And we've seen the dock workers have reached a tentative agreement suspending their walkout until January. They got a wage hike of 62%, but still are bargaining on outstanding issues. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's 8 pennies lower at 603.5. December corn down 3 cents at 425.25. November soybean 6 cents higher at 1052. November crude oil $1.10 higher at 74.81. December gold 70 cents higher at $2,680. December S&P 15.25 points higher at 5765. While December dollar index is 13 cents lower at 101.62. And December Dow Jones futures up 55 points at 42,372. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So will the strike or the temporarily postponement of the strike, will that have an impact on the commodity markets today, Tom?
No, it really... it's been kind of if and if it had an effect on commodity markets, but it was a concern about a lot of issues going on. And I'm even understanding this morning, some of these ports still are not going to open today, and they have a backlog they're going to have to work through. So that's going to cause some problems, you know, here in the short term.
Yeah.
But what happens, you know, in the next 90 days is also going to be interesting, whether or not they walk out again.
Yep. If 62% over 5 years enough or not. But I think that you mentioned the other issues. Apparently, they're looking at the whole port being completely automated, and nobody will have a job at all. So that's possible, I guess, and that's their concern.
It wouldn't be that nobody would have a job at all, but it would, you know, eliminate some of the workers' jobs most likely, but it would also make them much more efficient, like we see in a lot of other ports around the world.
That's right. That's the other part of it. It would be more efficient. And
When you start asking for more money all the time for wages, you're doing nothing more than asking for more automation. You even see that in the fast food industry now. They don't need as many workers because they have automated so much more stuff.
That's right. And thank goodness Ted and I never asked for a raise. Okay? Nor do we go on strike.
Exactly. We're here every morning.
Right. Here every morning. And certainly,
serving the listeners.
Certainly a computer could take this over and we'd be gone. And
someday it will.
It will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess your biggest worry is probably AI.
AI. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we don't have any artificial intelligence. Everything, we're really honestly dumb. That's for sure. All right.
No comment.
All right. Well, keep us posted on the guinea pig market in Peru, will you please?
You bet.
Thank you, sir. Check with you next week. Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Complex.
Jeopardizing Medicaid benefits. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 647 now. Three big things. Rates going up for Kansas Gas Service customers by an average $3.83 a month.
Two.
Wichita's water treatment plant is complete now, but it won't open until next summer.
One.
Dock workers agree to halt their strike to provide more time for negotiations. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the traffic volumes are increasing, but not really seeing anything bad enough to slow anything down just yet. Heaviest traffic I'm seeing right now on the Wichita roadways does look to be Southeast Boulevard, K-15, and that's right around 31st Street South. Some fairly heavy traffic in that area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and a second convenient location, 47th Street South and Broadway. That's in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Yesterday's high, 95, so we're going to be a little bit cooler this afternoon. Clear tonight, the overnight low, 59. Saturday's sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 93 degrees. Now a clear sky. Northwest wind at 7 miles per hour and 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Former President Trump is making another major play for the crypto community, announcing the debut of his platform.
Fox on Tech.
A new Trump family-backed crypto business is making waves. World Liberty Financial is a crypto lending platform, and the idea is to enable folks that have been locked out of the system gain access to capital. Now, how the company plans to do this is through something called decentralized finance. That means users can transact directly with each other without the middleman of a bank. While the Trump family won't run the platform, they are playing a major role. The former president, as well as his three sons, will likely hold positions in the company. And in a Spaces conversation, former President Trump touched on why his opinion on the crypto space has changed so dramatically and emphasized the need to depart from Biden-Harris policies.
They've been very hostile toward crypto, toward all of it, and extremely hostile, like nobody can believe. Nobody even understands why. My attitude is different. If we don't do it, China's going to do it. China's doing it anyway.
They are.
But if we don't do it, we're not going to be the biggest, and we have to be the biggest and the best.
With Fox on Tech, Kelly O'Grady, Fox News.
A monthly jobs report expected to impact trading on Wall Street today.
Stocks finishing lower as investors focus on Middle East unrest and a U.S. port worker strike, and as Wall Street awaits the key jobs report for September. Energy stocks were among the gainers, with Chevron and ExxonMobil leading the charge as oil prices continue to spike. Tech stocks were also among the best performing sectors, led by chip makers. Shares of AI darling Nvidia rose over 3%. The Dow winners today, Chevron, IBM, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Apple, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 185 points, the Nasdaq lower by 7, S&P 500 down 10. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Jeopardizing Medicaid benefits. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Medicaid is often a last resort for many Americans. Qualifying for the coverage is complex. There are several mandatory eligibility groups, but essentially, one can't have an income that exceeds 133% of the federal poverty level, nor can they have more than minimal assets. Many will work to exhaust assets in order to qualify. Most states will look back several years to ensure that assets weren't removed from an estate solely to qualify for Medicaid. Always get guidance from a Medicaid expert. When receiving Medicaid benefits, pay careful attention to several things that could jeopardize that coverage. It's an asset-tested benefit that provides more than just health insurance. The program also covers substantial care and employment support for Americans with disabilities. It can allow them to live more freely rather than in an institution. Since those benefits could be in the tens of thousands of dollars, it could be important to not do anything that could threaten that coverage. If you have a family member who receives any type of Medicaid assistance, check your insurance policies, IRAs, annuity contracts, and estate plans for them being named as beneficiaries. If they receive an inheritance or a payout, it could negate their eligibility. There are ways to allow a Medicaid participant to participate from an inheritance, but it needs to be in a special needs trust that they do not own nor control. That means a trustee will manage the assets and make distributions that fall within the income and gift limitations. Owning a home will not necessarily knock one out of Medicaid coverage. However, there may be maximum home equity interest that will be considered when one seeks long-term care benefits. The sibling exception allows seniors to transfer their primary home to a sibling without jeopardizing their Medicaid eligibility. It also allows a Medicaid applicant to transfer to a spouse or child helping care for them. And, of course, if you have any questions, you should go to a tax or a Medicaid specialist for this. But also you can give us a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. Here on a Friday morning, National Manufacturing Day, celebrating those who proudly stand behind our goods and services in America. In the United States, we continue to develop products and unlock new technologies, growing our economy. And, of course, we manufacture a lot of airplanes and parts right here in Wichita. And, Ted, when you look at the Kansas economy and what drives the Kansas economy, obviously, agriculture.
Agriculture.
And
aviation.
And manufacturing. Yeah. What we do in this part of the world down here with our Spirit and our Textron and our companies here has a huge impact on the Kansas economy.
Very important, yes.
To the good.
Yep.
We are exporting some tremendous manufactured products, and I wonder sometimes if the folks up in Topeka think, so what? But it always seems like, oh, Wichita, are they still in the state? Whenever anything happens in the legislature.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like that, doesn't it?
At any rate, it is Manufacturing Day. We have, of course, we got Textron strike. It's still going on. I think I counted day number 11 is today for the Textron strike.
You said yesterday was 11.
I've got it here somewhere.
This would be day 12.
12?
Yeah.
Day 12 of the strike. And let's see what happens. Maybe they can get some negotiations going out there. The dock strike is over. We'll tell you about that coming up here at the top of the hour with Steve and Ted. All right, Ted, let's forge ahead for the second hour of our terrific show.
Let's do that.
Let's forge, okay? Coming up, top of the hour news here with Steve and Ted. Dock worker strike is halted for now, and construction is complete on Wichita's new water treatment plant. Those stories on the way. And Mitch Holtis, well, that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Let's it is. Yep.
Don't let me get ahead of myself.
We'll get there.
Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.